You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Four Square Risk Management. When you are faced with an important decision, how do you evaluate the risk associated with a decision? Evaluating risk involves assessing the potential outcomes of a decision, considering the likelihood of those outcomes, and weighing their potential impact. Let me share with you another true story. As you may know by reading my blog post and listening to my podcast, I have worked as a janitor in a bar. I also worked as a janitor at a grade school, which included the grades of kindergarten through sixth grade. During the summer months, one of the tasks I completed as a janitor at the grade school was to repaint all the lines on the playground. The playground included numerous hopscotch outlines, circles for dodgeball, outlines for several basketball courts, and outlines for the four-square game. The four-square game is a popular playground activity that involves four players, a rubber ball, divided into four smaller squares. During a four-square game, a player serves the ball into another square. Once the ball bounces into that square, the player who occupies that square must hit the ball into another square with their hands. When a player misses the ball, the player who served the ball scores a point. The game is played up to a desired number of points. One of the four-square outlines I painted faced east-west. One of the grade school teachers told me that when the children played four square during afternoon recess, the more competitive children always picked the squares on the west side of the square, so the sun was at their back, giving them an advantage in the game, since the sun was in the eyes of the children on the east side of the squares that were facing west. Recalling the story of the strategy of these children using the sun during the four square game made me think about using a simple four square matrix to evaluate risk for any decision you need to make in your life. Four-square risk management is a simple but effective technique used to visually represent and assess risks in a structured manner. It involves using a four-square grid to categorize risks based on their probability and impact. This method helps in identifying which risks require immediate attention and which risks can be monitored over time. Other researchers have used matrices for risk analysis. On my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a link to one of those research projects, which uses a very complex matrix for risk analysis. The four-square risk management is my own interpretation of risk management using a four-square matrix. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a visual diagram that is used to illustrate all of the points I'm making in this podcast. There's a lot of words in this podcast, so it's a good idea to go to my blog post on slesovich.com and actually take a look at the diagram so this makes some sense for you. Now, in my four-square risk matrix, in box number one, I have high probability, high impact risks. These are critical risks that are likely to occur and will have a significant impact if they occur in your life. In box number two, I have high probability, low impact risks. These risks are likely to happen, but will have a minimal impact if they occur in your life. In box number three, I have low probability, high impact risks. These risks are unlikely to occur, but will have a major impact if they do occur in your life. In box number four, I have low probability, low impact risks. These are minor risks that are unlikely to occur and will have minimal impact in your life if they do occur. Again, there's a lot of words here. So visit my blog post on slesovich.com and take a look at the diagram, and this will make a lot more sense. So how do you use the four-square risk matrix to evaluate risk for a decision you need to make in your life? consider these three things. Number one, identify risks. Make a list of all possible risks for the decisions you are making. Evaluate each risk based on its likelihood of occurring. Evaluate the probability such a risk will occur in your life and its potential consequences in your life. Evaluate the impact of taking such a risk in your life. Will the probable consequences be personal, financial, professional, etc.? Will the impact in your life be minimal, average, critical, extreme, etc.? Number two, place the identified risk into the four-square matrix. Place each risk you identified in one of the four squares in the four-square risk matrix based on its identified probability and impact in your life. High probability, high impact risks are the most critical risk. Low probability, high impact risks are the second most critical risks. High probability, low impact risks are the average risks. And low probability, low impact risks are the minimal risks. Number three, create specific risk management strategies for each category of risk. Create a risk action plan for each category of risk you have identified in the four-square risk matrix. Risk action plans are specific strategies with specific steps designed to handle people, situations, and events that could disrupt your risk decisions. To create your risk action plans, ask yourself these questions. What is the final outcome I desire taking this risk? What small and achievable steps can I make every day to achieve this outcome? How is taking this risk going to affect me physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, sexually, etc.? Regularly review and update your steps in your risk action plans as conditions associated with the risk occur and evolve. Such risk action plans provide a predetermined course of action for you to take to minimize the impact of these risks for decisions you need to make in your life. The four-square matrix helps you effectively visualize, prioritize, and manage risks so you can create a positive impact in your life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.